Hi, this is Annika, and you're listening to the Music's Journey podcast with my friend, Kim Sear.
It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
This is such an exciting show for me today. I am such a huge fan of my guest. She has had and seen great success as a member of the multi-award CCMA-nominated country pop duo Leaving Thomas. And now she's here and she is on a solo journey of her own. And we are so excited about her brand new single and talking about everything that she's got coming up. So welcome to the show, Annika.
Thank you.
Hey. I am so excited about these two songs and everything that you have started. When I met you the first time, it was very special to me to hear the two of you, because I was there when you guys first started.
And wow.
Yeah, right at the beginning, just when you got signed and everything was up, and I was one of the first interviews you did. So we go way back. So when I take a look at everything that you're doing and this empowering journey that you're on as a solo artist, your voice is insane, girl.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, you got a real gift, a real God-given gift, and I'm so glad
thank
that
you.
You've found love, and congratulations on your baby on the way. So you're that's,
thank you.
That's coming.
A lot going on.
That's like July, right?
Yes, I am 34 and a half weeks right now, so it's getting closer every day.
Oh, how's it been for you going through COVID and just all of this and trying to come out with your brand new music? How has it affected you, and you know, what's the biggest takeaway from everything?
Well, I think it has been an empowering journey, as you said. It's been a really special time for me because COVID has actually allowed me to spend a lot of time getting creative in terms of songwriting and recording, and has also given me time to do that while being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I never planned on releasing an album or any singles while I was pregnant, but I learned after almost 2 years of trying that you can't really plan pregnancy, and when it happens, we were so overjoyed and so delighted that we have learned that you can't plan everything, and sometimes everything happens at once. So I like
why
to
does
say,
it ever for you?
Yeah, exactly. But I like to say, you know, during this time of COVID, when we're missing live music and we're missing our friends and family, it's pretty exciting to be bringing two positive things into the world. I'm bringing a baby into the world and sending out new music. So that feels really good.
Well, you know, it's just such a pleasure to see, you know, and watch this part of your life and, you know, see this kind of love and just the empowering message that you have and everything that you're finding in the ability to be true to yourself in the approach of your life, you know,
yes.
Your music and off the stage. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad. I'm glad you appreciate that honesty that I try to bring to not only the music, but social media and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just being authentic and showing that side of my life that is not always curated and filtered. And so I'm glad to hear you appreciate
it. Love. That's what we love.
That's fantastic.
You're a treasure here in Canada, and you know, just being so accomplished in everything you've done as a vocalist and a songwriter, but also the storytelling, you know, that musical journey that you've been on has been pretty incredible. And just the way that you approach everything's so refreshing, and you know,
that
it's coming from your heart, but you got such an infectious personality, and that's what I remembered when I met you. You're just so bubbly, you're just always so positive, and you know, it's so nice to see somebody like that.
Oh, I'm so glad. That means a lot. Thank you.
Now let's talk about this 14-track album, because it's a pretty personal journey for you.
Yeah.
Co-writing the album, everything that you've put into it. Talk about that.
These songs came after Leaving Thomas came to an end, and I was kind of wondering what to do because I didn't know if I wanted to begin the journey as a solo artist. I had become so accustomed to being part of a duo, which I really was thankful that was how I was introduced to the Canadian music industry,
mm-hmm.
having someone by my side. So it was a little less scary. But I took some time to really consider what I was going to do next. And that's when COVID hit. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise in that it forced me to sit back and do a lot of writing. So I started co-writing with my husband, actually, a lot, and another Calgarian artist named Aaron Pollock, and then an artist in a songwriter in Nashville. And COVID kind of made Zoom co-writes a thing,
which
was really cool. Yeah. I was very used to having to book trips to Nashville to go down and write. And what ended up happening was we were writing a lot more because there weren't performances and there wasn't press to do and there wasn't all these other things going on. So I ended up writing a ton, and we kept on saying, oh, we'll release this, you know, when COVID's over, when this pandemic's done, we'll get back out there. And, you know, then it got to a point where we realized COVID is going to last a long, longer than we thought.
Oh, for sure.
So my husband, actually, who's the producer on the album and a co-writer on most of the songs, said, you know, we have to do something with these songs. We can't just sit on them. And let's just keep writing and record the songs that you love and that you feel represent you as a woman and as an artist right now. And then we'll see where it fits later. So it was really quite freeing to, I'm an independent artist, so I didn't have a label telling me what they wanted me to write. And I didn't really have a team yet. So I was just really free to be creative. And so in August, we recorded it. And again, thought we'll wait a few months to see when we can release it. I ended up finding out in November I was pregnant. And I thought, well, why don't we just go for it? Because I didn't want to wait, you know, a year and a half to release the songs that I felt were so representative of me right now in this moment.
100%.
So what's beautiful about music is it's kind of like a time capsule where it captures these moments in your life, and then it stays that way forever. You have this moment in time that you've captured. So basically we hit the ground running in January to have those first two songs released in May, and we plan to release the remainder of the 14 songs over the next year. So that I really like when you go to an artist page and there's more than one song there for, you know, 6 months. So we're not short of music. The question now is how to release it. So that's why we went with the Twinkle strategy and are releasing two songs at a time, which is a bit unconventional, but that's pretty usual for me, is to do something a little little off the mark.
Well, you know, the album itself, the name of the album, Stand Still, it says so much. And when you're talking about the journey that you've been on musically, that's why we called the show Music's Journey, because it is a snippet of time in everything that you're going through. And you are one of those writers, one of those storytellers that you give those raw, real, genuine, true stories. And, you know,
thank you.
People can relate exactly to where you are, any age group, when it comes to some of the stuff that you're dealing with, because you need to be able to deal with pain and heartache in many different forms, right? And that's what you did here, recovering and embracing yourself and learning how to self-love. And it's just, it's such a great body of work.
Well, thank you. Interesting. Stand Still was written in Nashville when I had moved there with my husband shortly after my mom had passed away from cancer. In the year that had happened, I had gotten engaged, married 2 months later, my mom passed away 2 months later, and then we had this plan to move to Nashville, and we were down in Nashville for about 3 months before realizing that I wanted to reside in Canada and be close to my family. And the song Stand Still was really inspired by this idea of, as musicians and artists, we're often always chasing the next thing, and we don't take a moment to stand still in the moment, appreciate the moment. And looking back, I just wish that I had taken these moments to really reflect on, like you said, the heartaches, the happy moments, the triumphs, all these different ups and downs that aren't always necessarily related to music. I think people often think that song is about my musical journey, which it partly is, but a lot of it too is realizing those moments pass you by in life. And, you know, before you know it, you're getting older and you're changing and people around you are changing. So I think that's why we went with that as the title track, because that's very much the space I'm trying to be in as a woman and as an artist right mm-hmm. now as well.
I know it's hard when we lose our moms, and you and I mm-hmm. both are going through the same
yes.
thing. And
yes.
it's so tough, you know, because
yes.
my mom was my incredible best friend. She just wasn't a mom to me. She was my best friend. And I know everybody says it, but it was different with her. I've never seen anyone live life the way that she did. And she was positive every single day. And she would thank everybody around her every day. And I think your mom was like that too.
Yes, that is, it's funny that you say that, because I always say my mom lived more in her 64 years than I think a lot of people mm-hmm. get to live in 100. So,
yeah.
And I, again, very close with my mom. I'm the youngest of five kids. So my mom always had her hands
you
full.
I heard the same.
Yeah. But she did such a good job of having such close relationships with each of us. So mm-hmm. certainly losing the matriarch of our family was an adjustment. We're actually, we are coming up on 3 years now since she's been gone. And mm-hmm. As a family, we always get together, and it's hard, obviously, but it's also, I always look around at my family and think, you know, this is the legacy she left behind, which is who we can thank for a lot of our close relationships between my siblings and I, and my dad and I, and all the rest of us. So it is hard, though. I can certainly understand the pain you're going through, and it definitely is a loss for sure.
Well, I know your mom would be incredibly proud of this album, and I'm sure she's looking down on you and saying, you know what, you're leaving your legacy right now.
Right.
For
right.
your child,
I like to think
and
that
for
as
you.
Well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Oh, I'm so, so happy for you and this journey that you've started, and this new life that you're bringing into the world, and the love that you have, and celebrating everything that's important. Because I know when you strip back everything in this past year, we need to be able to remember, you know, the things that matter. And a lot of those little things we take for granted. And you
that's
speak
true.
About a lot of this in the songs that you've got on this album, and going through that pain and the journey, and just being able to walk through it, and empowering yourself, and remembering to care about yourself, and
Thank you.
That time. So you know what, it means the world to me. So that's why I wanted to make sure I was doing this interview with you, because it was you're so special.
That's so nice of you. I'm so glad that it has affected you in that way. I think as a songwriter and as an artist, it's hard to write for yourself when you're obviously hoping that it will impact people in some way or another, but obviously every listener has their own experiences, their own viewpoints, and it hits them differently. But it always means a lot to me to hear that what something I've created based on my experience has connected with you. So that's awesome.
Well, it's also your personality too. It's just so incredibly genuine. And as I said, you're so positive. So when fans meet you, when I met you, it's just something that stands out instantly and you always remember.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah. So we appreciate you. Really appreciate
you.
Okay, so let's talk about I Really Don't Want To. This is one of the songs that you released in May. And it's all about, you know, any listener, doesn't matter what age group you're in, everybody falls in love and always wants to embrace, you know, that full heart and that soul completely. And, you know, so talk about the heartbreak and talk about turning that corner.
Yes. So this song was actually inspired by a line from a movie with Jennifer Aniston and Mark Ruffalo, where at the end of the movie, you know, Jennifer Aniston has made some terrible mistakes throughout the movie, and she finally decides she wants to be with him, and he says, you know, how am I supposed to believe you when you sit here telling me that you can't live without me? And she says, I can live without you. I just don't want to. And that line has always stuck with me, because I have been in love a lot. I have been brokenhearted a lot. But in the core of my being, I just always knew that I would be able to pick myself up again and do it all over again. And I'm not even sure where that comes from exactly, this fearlessness in terms of letting myself be vulnerable. But I think it was a real blessing, because it allowed me to experience what it felt like to be in love, but also recognizing that I love my life individually and as a woman by myself.
Yep.
So when it came to falling in love with Spencer, it was quite funny because he had been brokenhearted and was so worried that he was going to break my heart. And, you know, I just had to tell him, I'm going to be fine. If you decide to end things, I will be fine. Don't worry about me. Okay. And so I was definitely more of a chaser in that situation. And eventually once he let me in and we fell in love, and luckily I didn't have to get over it because we're happily married today. But I think that what I wanted the message to be to people was that, you know, I often meet people that are one way or the other, you know, either they're really vulnerable and they fall in love so quickly and then they get completely brokenhearted, or there are some people that it's really hard for them to let themselves be vulnerable and let themselves do what they want to do. You know, they always resist this urge to let themselves fall in love. So that's where it came from. And we didn't want to write it as a, you know, ballad or a sad song. It kind of has that, hopefully that empowering sound to it, both vocally, but also with the live musicians that we hired and the style of the song.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites. I absolutely love it. We're going to play it right now. And that's I Really
Sounds
Don't.
Great.
Let's play I Really Don't Want To by country sweetheart Annika here on Music's Journey.
I could pretend this kiss isn't what it is, act like there's no spark between us. Tell my heart to stop going wild when I see a smile like I don't love to see it. I could say we're moving too fast, say goodnight and call myself a cow. Hold back what I'm dying to do, but I really don't want to. I could hang out at home, slip into a robe, spend some time alone on a Friday. Pour some bubbles in my bath, wine in my glass, strike a match, put on some Coltrane. Read a book I already read just to get you out of my head. But I might as well be singing the blues, 'cause I really don't want to.
That is Annika and I Really Don't Want To. So she was formerly of Leaving Thomas, so true to the name, you left Thomas but kept the drummer Spencer.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
That's hilarious. I need to, you know, have it on record that I didn't leave Thomas, so that nobody, everybody thinks I left Thomas for the drummer. There you go.
Too funny. I'm telling you, damn girl, you have a gift only God could provide with that vocal performance in that song. I love the blues sound.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So do I.
And the piano solo. Oh, incredible.
Thank you. I can't take credit for the piano solo on the record because Brendan Waters was hired to play that, but he was the one that created it, and I have now learned it so that at a live show, I'm going to have him on the organ, me on the piano, and we're going to go at it, and it'll be amazing. But I love that the piano is coming back into my music again, because that's where I was originally inspired as a songwriter, and that's was where the majority of my training was as a musician, was in piano. So yes, I'm so glad you appreciate the piano solo.
Oh,
that makes me so happy.
I had goosebumps the moment, listening to the song. It's like, oh, she's got this. Like, you know, like the first song right off the top is like, I couldn't be happier for you. Because the song draws you in immediately, and the feelings and the emotional journey, you know, of the song.
Oh, good.
It just shines in every single word that you're saying, and your vocals are killer.
Thank you.
Love, love, love. Let's talk about the power of the second song that you released as well. So it's such an important part too, and it still hurts because it's a journey. You're going from one song, which is describing that part of the journey, that snippet, and then taking it into It Still Hurts. It's brilliant the way you've done this album.
Thank you. It Still Hurts was very much inspired by a feeling that I have felt many times after being heartbroken and running into the person that you used to be with. Mm-hmm. At the time, the co-writer that was on that session with me had just ran into an ex-girlfriend of his. And we were talking about how, you know, you get to this point where you think you're over someone, and, you know, you probably are over them because you've made a lot of progress over, you know, a month or a few months or a year. And then you see them in person and that sting is kind of still there. And there are memories that come rushing back. And it's one of these things where you know you're going to be okay and that you're going to make it to the other side and that you're, you know, more than halfway through the heartache, but it still hurts and stings a little bit when you see them. So I was really delighted that even though I wasn't at that exact place emotionally, I could completely connect with it. And the co-writer on the song really brought that hooked to the table, and we were able to kind of turn it into a power ballad in a way where there's a strength to it, but it's also certainly an emotional, vulnerable song.
Well, it's great because everybody can relate to it, because when you, as you said, when you break up, it's a painful reality no matter what, no matter where you want to bury it, it's going to be there. And that's why I love the raw, real, you know, feel to this. That's why everybody can understand this and dealing with the fact that, you know what, no matter how long, you know, time goes by, you know, that process is always lengthy. It's always there.
Yes.
And, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, and that whole process takes time. It's not wrong for people to be able to feel. And I think that's a really powerful message, especially now, you know, because there's been a lot of, you know, breakups over COVID and stuff like that, because, you know, it's just a different situation. And people are hurting. And just to understand that it's okay. You know, to feel
that's
that
right.
way. There's nothing wrong with it, you know?
No, for sure. And that doesn't mean that you're not still moving in the right direction, you know? I think it shows that you cared about someone.
Exactly.
And that they meant something to you, which is a testament to the person, both people in the relationship.
Yeah, it just wasn't a fly-by-night relationship. It's somebody that
you
allowed yourself to be vulnerable with, and you're okay doing that. But the fact that you can go back and love again and not have that fear from that relationship, I think that's the biggest message, is to, you know, to be able to say, you know what, you're just as open as you were at the beginning of this one, you know, that you need to be in the next one, but just learn what you want from it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So let's play the other new single on the album, It Still Hurts, by my special guest, singer-songwriter Annika, right here on Music's Journey.
It's barely been a year since you went and cut me loose. I used to wait up for your call, staring at the wall. No, it wasn't easy, wouldn't have believed me if
house that I'd start feeling strong. There was no one there to hold me, so I made friends with lonely, and that's when I started moving on. Thought I'd suffocate, but now I'm breathing easy. Wouldn't have believed me if I said it just takes some time. I built up my defenses, it's like I can sense it before you even cross my mind.
Still hurts. That is Annika on Music's Journey. I'm John Marshall. Let's get back to the interview. Annika is a name of Russian origin, meaning grace, and it's something she's full of. Let's get back to the interview once again with her special guest. Here's Kim Sear.
I love all the little tidbits you guys have on your transition. Well, that's so fun.
That's why we like to take a little bit longer than like the regular 10, 20 minutes. And it's really hard when that's all they give you. And it's like, oh, we want to dive in a little bit more for the fans. And also just to bring out that personality that we know, you know, we love so much.
I love it.
Yeah.
I totally appreciate you taking the time. My pleasure.
I love the strip down version, like the approach to the song It Still Hurts, because letting the vocals and the lyrics stand out and letting the story come first, perfect.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah. Your piano playing, it rocks again, taking that song, you know, into
thank
a whole
you.
New level here. And it's just that vulnerability that you have and how difficult it is to be able to deal with silence, right? And that place, you know, where you go and really come along in that place that you find hard to escape from, and then to let the song build, you know, in the vocals and breaking away from that pain, you know, is
right.
Yeah, it's great.
I think that's a huge testament to Spencer. I think being married to your producer gives you a lot of say in terms of what you want, and him understanding my vision, which was exactly as you described. It was, I've always felt like I'm a vocalist who, you know, my goal is always to use my voice to make lyrics and melodies more meaningful. And mm-hmm. So I think Spencer's real talent, specifically with this body of work, was bringing my vocals to the forefront and supporting it with all the other instruments. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I think, one of his special gifts with any client. But of course, it changes things when you're married to someone. So you have this freedom to express how you feel and what your vision is, and then in addition to that, him being a co-writer on both of these songs, you know, when a producer's there from the very beginning of a song and knows the intention behind it, I think it gives them a unique perspective and an ability to really make the song shine as it was meant to.
And he knows you to understand what you're capable of, but also know where to push you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. We've had a few vocal sessions where, you know, I always wonder, would you push someone else this hard? But it's great to have that freedom in our relationship to really push both of us push each other, which I think ends up having the best result anyway.
Yeah. And like the journey of the song, you know, taking that next stage and being able to self-love and get yourself through and understand that, you know what, if you can make it through the worst of it, cause you've already, like it happened, you're already through the worst of it, recognizing that and being able to have the power to walk through. Right.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's empowering.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
So empowering. So, you know, I'm the last past 3 years, I know, you know, has had so much difficult bumps and journeys, but at the same time, there's so much beauty, you know, that has come out of everything. And I'm just so proud, you know, to be able to play these songs for people across the world, because we have so many people across in the UK that just absolutely love Canadian country music, and you know, out in all the other places in China and all the places that listen. So we're so grateful for that. But I know they've been enjoying everybody that we've been putting up, but we've been talking about this one for a while. And yeah, so they've been waiting for this one. So they're going to love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations on your love, finding that person and seeing you so happy. You know, that's what warms my heart, knowing that you have that in your life right now. And especially with the baby on the way.
Thank you. I was going to say you'll be seeing lots more updates, and I'm sure my journey in motherhood will be full of fun and hilarious moments, and also some ups and downs as well. I've already written my first song for, it's called Little One. And so I've already written the first song. And so I'm sure that they will be inspiration for many more songs to come, which is exciting.
Oh, you know, that's amazing. Now for your music, and your songwriting, and as I said, God's given power vocals that you have there, everything. What has been the most important thing on this journey with this album for you?
I think one of the most important aspects of this body of work was that it was my first solo project as, I would say, a mature woman. I released my first solo album when I was 23, and it was only 5 songs, and they were songs I had written when I was in high school. And then, of course, I was part of a duo, which offered so many amazing opportunities. And like I said, I loved being part of a duo, but certainly you're always just like a marriage, really. I mean, you're always keeping in mind what your partner wants to do, what they think, what they want to write about. And so it was really a different journey to say, oh, I'm representing myself as a person now. This is just a me, and these songs aren't about a brand or a group or a duo. It's really a reflection of my personal journey. So I think it's a lot more of an introspective and more contemplative look at my life. And so I think there's a, I don't want to say a fear in sharing that, but certainly you're not as protected as you are if you are part of a duo, a brand. So it was freeing to be able to be completely creative, not only with the songwriting, but also the production and also the release of things. But I think being 30 years old and releasing this album is very different than what an album that I would have created, you know, 10 years ago. So it's, like I said, it's very reflective of where I'm at now in my journey. And it's pretty exciting to think how my music will change 10 years from now, and what are the things that will stay the same. Cause so much of it, I've had, you know, Leaving Thomas fans say, oh my goodness, you know, it's so great to hear your voice again. This is giving me flashbacks of Leaving Thomas, which does make me happy in a way, because it shows me that obviously my voice was still very much a part of what made Leaving Thomas
huge,
what it was.
Huge, honey.
But that we've kind of, I have been able to transition into this solo space has been probably the biggest change on the journey for sure.
Yeah, because when you're talking about having the perspective as a duo, because you're giving it from a male point of view and a female.
Right.
Point
yeah,
of view.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then now, you know, you're taking on that soul. It's like a butterfly being able to be released and being able to fly on your own. And, you know.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does feel that way because it's completely freeing when you're doing it on your own.
Yeah. And it's, if you didn't go through that, you wouldn't be the artist you are today. And I think that going through that journey, you know, we never know what 10 years from now, what we're going to be doing, but there's always a purpose, you know,
exactly.
Behind things and that learning curve and knowing, you know, learning the industry, you know, to the degree that you did and with the success that you did, it helps you to be able to be
100%
a much better artist in a solo
Absolutely.
Career. So yeah, it's amazing. So I'm Kim Sear here on Music's Journey, and I'm talking with Canadian country sweetheart, and that is Annika. So we are so thrilled, you know, for the two singles today. So I want to talk about both singles today being released, I Really Don't Want To and It Still Hurts. Available now on all streaming platforms. Buy it, download it, share it to all your social media, and request it on your local country radio stations today. So we're really looking forward to seeing these fans getting out there and enjoying this album. What's coming up next for you?
Well, the exciting thing is that we have two more songs coming out in the summer. Mm. So we haven't decided an official release date, so I can't give that yet, but we're hoping for sometime in July mm-hmm. is the plan. And it's going to be two songs that are, again, different from the two you've heard so far, but hopefully we'll give you another taste of another side of my life. And once the baby comes and once COVID has maybe subsided, I'm hoping to be out again performing live in the fall. So we've got more songs coming and then also more performances coming down the road. And it will be spectacular to get out there again and make new fans, make new friends, and also see all of you that have been supporting me since the beginning. So that's what we have to look forward to.
Oh, can't wait to see you play live. Cannot wait to see you play. Yeah. Are you going to get behind the piano for sure?
Oh, absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. Yep. I've always said my biggest influences as a consumer of music have been Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Billy Joel, Carole King. You know, I've always mm-hmm. loved piano playing singer-songwriters. And I think that's something that maybe we can bring to the country music scene. It hasn't been done yet, so I think we can make the piano fall into line with the country genre.
I hope so, because you know what? It's just such a interesting take, and it's just such a, like as I said, I got goosebumps the moment I heard it, and it was like, oh, this is brilliant,
good.
Brilliant, brilliant. Because we're hearing horns and all other kinds of stuff coming into country music.
That's
you know?
True.
So,
that's true.
Hey, piano is a perfect combination as far as I'm concerned. So.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Okay, so where can fans reach you and find out all music and latest news for Annika?
So the best thing to do is follow me on Instagram at Annika Leave Music. That's AnnikaLiV Music. And then my website, which is where you can find everything relating to upcoming shows, my blog, my YouTube channel, all that is at www.annikamusicofficial.com. And everything should be there.
We are so looking forward to it. And obviously next month for that beautiful news and that bundle of joy that you're going to have. And
yes.
Pray
yes.
for safe and sound delivery for both of you.
Thank you so much.
Can you handle a few burning questions?
I love it. I love it.
All right. What is your favorite song of all time?
My favorite song of all time, I would have to say, I'm going to go with Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie Wonder, because when I heard it when I was 12 years old, that's when I remember distinctly dancing around in my room on a hot summer day. And ever since then, that song always makes me smile and dance the same way, even, you know, years and years later.
Nice. Okay, so what is your favorite home-cooked meal that makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside? Good memory.
My favorite home-cooked meal was my mother's Thai chicken pizza that she would make.
Ooh.
And fortunately, my sister has mastered the recipe herself, so I still get to enjoy it
from
time to time.
Oh, you got to share that.
Yeah. It's my go-to birthday meal, you know. In our family, you get to request a meal. That's always what I request.
Can you promise you'll share that on your Instagram, the recipe?
I should. I will, yes.
Oh,
yes.
That'd be so good. Oh,
yes.
That sounds amazing. Never heard of something delicious like that. That's cool. Okay.
I know. I don't even know where she came up with it, but it's delicious.
Forget Instagram. Just share it with us.
Well, it's our favorite flavor, so that's like, John and I are looking at each other going, what?
Yes.
Okay, favorite TV series or movie?
TV series, I would say the one that makes me laugh the most still to this day is The Office. I have to say up till season 5, and then I don't usually finish the rest, but love The Office. And my favorite movie, I would say A Walk to Remember is kind of a classic in my
family. Yeah, I love that movie.
You know, with four girls and one boy, like we just love that movie, and I can quote it from top to bottom. So,
yeah, I watch that one every time. It's on my PVR. I keep it every single time. Yeah,
so good.
It's such a good one. First concert tickets ever purchased?
Oh, I think the first one that I ever purchased was for a Josh Groban concert that I went to with my mom, and it was amazing. He was fantastic. I'm a huge Josh Groban fan, so I love some classical music.
It's so strange, again, goosebumps, because I'm the youngest out of five. You're the youngest out of five. Everything that you're mentioning here, because I took my mom to Josh, so it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, what a small world. That's amazing.
Yeah, because it's just something that really moved her. So when he,
yeah,
you know, when he was on American Idol, it was just like, oh, love it, love it.
There you go, yeah. There you go.
Top song on your playlist right now?
Oh gosh, I would have to say Patrick Droney just dropped an album. He's a guy out of Nashville that's kind of similar to John Mayer. And he released an album probably last week, and he had a song called The Wire, which I just love.
Oh, I have to listen to that one. I haven't heard that.
Yes, Patrick Droney is fantastic. You should definitely check him out.
Definitely have to do that. Okay, so what is a song that makes you really emotional, one that really strikes a chord with you, and why?
I would say Wind Beneath My Wings, which I know some people think of it as a cheesy song, but I remember I played that song on cruise ships when I worked on cruise ships as a piano bar entertainer, and my mom would come on ships with me and she would always request that song. So I would sing that song for her. And, of course the movie Beaches also, if you think about that movie, I mean, it's just an emotional song, and, I think the words are so beautiful. So that's a pretty emotional song for me.
It stood the test of time, that movie, as well as that song, right? So it was pretty,
for sure,
pretty cool. Okay, fun one here. What is your most useless talent?
My most useless talent. Well, I used to say, you know what? I just had to redo a driver's test, and I was told that my parallel parking was textbook perfect. So, I mean, I could say that was also driving a minivan, which I feel, you know, adds to the challenge. So we can see my parallel parking skills.
You got to teach John. Hey, because you use your mirrors and you use everything else electronic.
You have to use your
mirrors. I had no mirror at the back of the van or anything.
You have to use mirrors.
Not really.
You're talking about the backup camera.
You do everything with your... Yeah. See, I don't. My dad taught me, and he made sure that, you know what, you got to be able to learn how to use everything in the car, every blind spot.
That's right.
So I could back up and park easily more than I can drive forward. Yeah.
There you go. Wow, that's helpful.
Okay. What is your favorite memory with your mom?
My favorite memory of my mom? Oh, goodness. I would just say, I mean, I know people say this about loved ones that they've lost, but I think just her laugh is so ever present in my mind. I can hear it like she's right here. She had the best laugh and she gave the best hugs. And so even as a child, I remember what that felt like. And I remember, you know, obviously as a child, my mom was much bigger than me. But then as an adult, I have, you know, I remember the sensory feeling of hugging her, towering over her, because she was quite a short woman. And I would just say she gave the best hugs and had the best laugh. So that's what I always think of.
I have goosies right now.
Oh,
I have goosies right now because that's, go ahead, John.
Yeah, our mom, she was short, but she gave the best hugs.
That's what everybody said. Yeah. Everybody says the same thing. I'm telling you.
That's amazing. I think we were meant to have this interview today.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. So we want to remind the fans again for I Really Don't Want To and It Still Hurts that's on the album Stand Still that's going to be coming out hopefully by the end of the summer or end of this year. So we're really looking forward to it. Great songs to play right now, and they mean so much in so many different ways. So available right now on all streaming platforms. So buy it, download it, and share it to all your social media platforms. And again, thank you so much, Annika. And we are so blessed to have you in this world. You, as I said, you're a Canadian sweetheart. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
I've
for so coming on the show.
I've so enjoyed talking to you both, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, not a problem. We'd have you. Are you going to come back and let us know when the next two songs come out?
I would love that. Absolutely.
Perfect. We'll look forward to it. You'll have a bundle in your hands at that time.
I know. There might be some crying on the phone. I'm not sure if it'll come from the baby or me. We'll have to see.
No sleep for you.
That's right.
Well, congratulations on your love and the baby and this beautiful album. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate it. It was so wonderful talking to you both.
Take care.
Thanks,
and have
Annika.
A great weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for our very special guest, Annika. Oh, Canadian country royalty, as far as I'm concerned. She's absolutely amazing. Don't forget that you can download I Really Don't Want To and It Still Hurts. It's available right now. She's going to be releasing two more songs later on this summer, so we're so excited to hear what she's got coming. Incredible vocals, but man, what a great storyteller and an incredible writer. So really looking forward to seeing what else comes up for this brand new journey that she's on as a solo artist. Thank you once again for tuning in to Music's Journey. I'm your host, Kim Sear. We have some really great shows that are coming up. So I want you guys to stay tuned because we've got Mac London, Weapons, Civilian, Jason Blaine, Elise Saunders, Danny Doucette, Dan Davison, Jamie Warren, Kaya, so many that are coming up, and we might be having Daughtry, so that'd be great. Christy Palace is going to be on. We've got Ruben Young, the James Barker Band, Mackenzie Porter. So much coming up for you guys throughout the next couple weeks, so we look forward to having you back. And thank you once again for tuning in to Music's Journey podcast. We really appreciate each and every one of you. So stay safe out there and spread the love this summer, okay? Enjoy yourselves and stay safe.
Once again, a great big thank you to Annika for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, and Podchaser. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.